Hello, this is Dr. Jim Sadler, and they asked me to come in and calm you down. I think what we have to do, Phil, is calm down.
Sure, let's calm down, man.
Let me just tell you. let me just clue you in a couple things here, Phil. First of all, number one, everybody's got to calm down. Calm the fuck down, okay? Calm down. Well, Phil, I think we have to calm down.
On the video cast, I seen on the video cast of the Phil Henry video cast, not moments ago, I seen it, where, now what in Christ, don't do it, man, 10 years for killing an enlisted man, don't do it, Barnes. All right, what?
I'm self-quarantining just every so often. I just got to get away. And, well, I do. Steve's self-quarantining. We're self-quarantining, Phil.
Now, have you been exposed?
To what?
To the thing.
To the thing? To the goddamn...
Are you out of your minds? Are you fucking nuts? Go for it, man. Go, man. Hello, welcome. Now, Adam's going to come in here and he's going to put in goddamn a new board. And that's groovy. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think what I have to do, because you can't spray down after he leaves, because I'm going to let him do it. What is that? Oh, wait. I'm going to let him do it. That's tomorrow. I got to call him, too. I don't know what's a good time for him, but I got to get the room ready for him. Adam, what's a good time? Adam, are you ready to rock and roll? Also, Adam, can we hear your schedule tomorrow for Wednesday or later? I think he's... Why didn't he say? I don't even know if he's bought the board yet. Shit. I'm expecting a big check at the end of the month, but I have no idea how fucking things are being processed. Dr. Mark Rupp, how's our reschedule for the board? Can we tomorrow or Thursday? All right. How's about buttoning your shirt like a fucking human being, Phil? Anyone who recently left New York self-quarantine? Testy 1, 2, 3, 4. Good luck with that, man. Although I suppose when I say that, that's an entree for some... What in the fuck is this? When I say that, that's an entree for somebody to, you know, introduce fucking martial law or some shit. They're in self-quarantine, so you're going to have to, you know...
Well, I heard... Yeah, hi.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, did you hear about how you could drink certain liquids like they're talking about? I'm not saying drink, you know, don't drink cleaning fluid or anything.
Now listen, these people, hey Jeff, you gotta be cool with that.
What?
You don't tell people to drink cleaning fluid and shit, man, it's nuts.
No, I just thought, well, I mean, I'm hearing so many things.
You're hearing a lot of stuff.
Single day coronavirus, Trump is re...
We got a single day record, 144 people, and Trump wants to reopen the country by Easter. And Dr. Fauci, who doesn't want to get fired because this guy Trump... is liable to fire him, says, well, you got to be flexible. You know, Trump is such a thin-skinned, candy-ass little bitch. The motherfucker, you can't criticize that. I don't care if you are a big fan of his. You cannot fucking deny the fact he's a thin-skinned little fucking bitch. Anytime this motherfucker's criticized, it's like, well, wait a minute. Because he's never wrong, and that's fucking impossible. And as we know, proven, you know, he is wrong. And no, he did not see this coming. And yes, he said it wasn't a big thing. And yes, he said it was, you know, blow it off. So don't give me this bullshit about how Trump, you know, was heralding the call. Bullshit. Anybody that believes that belongs in a fucking mental institution or a serious candidate for a CAT scan to see if there's a fucking brain tumor blocking the memory pathways. Or maybe, just maybe, when Trump says all that shit, people go into catatonic shock and just like, whatever the master says, whatever the master fucking says. All right. Give me this fucking bullshit about how Trump knew. He warned us in January. Oh, fuck off. Will you please? Yeah, I understand that that's probably... I understand you work for Russia, and that's probably a really good mind control technique. Just keep repeating the same bullshit. But you'll pardon me if I don't buy into it, and I'm sure you understand when I say you're full of shit. Or you're even going to take that personally. Don't even say that I'm full of shit, even though you know you are, and I know you are, and we all, you know. You're talking to the really dumb people. I know you don't like me, but I ain't one of the dumb people, okay? Look at this. Here is Steve McQueen, Charles Durning, This was an ambitious movie, folks. This is Steve McQueen and Charles Durning in a Chekhov play, which is put on film. What is the name of this man? An Enemy of the People. Wasn't that Chekhov? A bearded doctor defies his mayor brother by condemning the local hot springs. What? Oh, because it's unsafe. Uh-oh. All right. I don't know where Adam is, man. Wait a minute, bitch. Wait a minute, bitch. I don't know. Where is he, man? I hope he's not sick. I hate to say that. I don't know. I mean, U.S. cases, 685 deaths. Just remember this. We lost 150,000 people in 1 month to the Spanish flu. 1 month. You gotta fucking, first of all, you gotta be able to fucking read. Secondly, when you read, read some fucking history. Third, when you read history in context. Well, what are we going through now? Well, is there any kind of historical context or pretext that I can look at? That's how you begin your studies of history. Something that's interesting now to you, well, I think I'll go back and see what the fuck it is that might have caused this. Or is there any precedent? Or is there any, 144 people dead in one day, 160,000 fucking people dead in 1 month. Now, let me just take 144. What if we were losing people 144 days? 144 times 30 every day, okay? So that's going to put it up pretty high, right? But not 160 goddamn thousand people. And where's my calculator? Here it is. Let's say it's 100 people a day. 30,000 people in 1 month. No, that's ridiculous. That's 3,000 people. I can't even do any goddamn earth. Hold on. 144 times 30. That's 4,300 people in a month. If we lose people at that rate, 4,300 people is bad. 4,300 people is, it's similar to what we lost, who we lost, how many we lost in the Iraq war in the first several months. I don't know what the total fatality toll was in Iraq, but it was floating around that number for a while. It's a lot of people. We lost fewer than that at the World Trade Center. We lost fewer people than that during the World Trade Center attack, and I had more motherfuckers talking about it was a conspiracy. All right, enough of this shit. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Dr. Jim Sadler, what's up?
Well, Phil, there's a lot of people. They're on...
I see these people on Facebook, man. I'm going to put my foot through it. Well, what are they doing, General? Well, they're saying, So, Dr. Jim Sadler... Dr. Jim Sadler. All right, and I'm going to do, you made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. I want to get, may God bless you. All right, so what do I want, man? Can't hear it, motherfucker. Oh, man, don't do this to me, man, please. No. Oh, shoot. Every now and again, we encounter this, and it's really scary. It hasn't happened in a while, because I think I've got it figured out, but... This sucks. I wouldn't buy your fucking music if it was the last goddamn music on earth. How about that? But thanks anyway. I mean, it is royalty-free. They ask you to buy it, and I'm happy to buy it, but it blows, so I'm not buying it. Where's my... Okay, now we're talking. These are my boys here. I know this library. And now, medical talk with Dr. Jim Sadler. This sucks. Not good, Dad. Not very good. Ah, fuck. God damn it. Okay, man, here's what I gotta do. What is this, man? Something's not meant to be so gay.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye.
I don't know, man. How much time we got here on this fucking thing? 15 minutes. 1, 2, 3. Let's just start the goddamn thing. Just roll it, you know, cold. That's what I had to do. What is today, man? It was a waste of fucking money. What a waste. Brought over this fucking... I don't want to badmouth anybody, but I needed a thermostat fixed, and I called up one of these online handyman things. Bullshit.
Hey, guys. This is Trish from Podcast.
Okay, what are you doing here, Trish? Is it just you're recording? Oh, okay. Well, groovy.
Hey, guys. This is Trish from Podcast, The Dish with Trish. It's fun and exciting. We have a new guest each week, one of them.
Okay. Sounds great. All right, here we go. 54% of the U.S. to be ordered to stay home. If you want to open up the country by Easter, which you're high on fucking narcotics, man. See, I'm going to go to Florida on the 12th. When's Easter? So more power to you, Trump, if you can do it, because it'll make my life a lot easier. But if they're flying planes on the 12th, I'm going, man. I'm going to Florida. Dig me. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
does, Phil. Thanks a lot, you know. Look at it, now he's gonna cry like a big baby.
It's time for me to get some more music here. Bitchin'. I like this one, man. Wait a minute, bitch. What happened to that one? I liked it. Ah, fuck. That's it, man. Go for it, baby. Phil Hendry here. Yes, Wait.
Hi, this is the...